in the Sistine Chapel today. 115 cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church are beginning the process of electing a new pope. It's a highly secretive process known as a conclave. Cardinals will weigh the personality of the contenders, consider major issues facing the church, and try to get a two-thirds majority quickly enough to show they are united. From the Vatican, NPR's Emily Harris reports. Gloria
in excelsis Deo. In St. Peter's Basilica this morning, a special mass to pray for unity and holy guidance in the election of a new church leader. St. Peter's was full. The service was open to the public, although the conclave itself is secret. The ceremony's message was focused on the task of electing a new pope. Lectio Epistolae Beati Pauli Apostoli. A recitation from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians recalled that Christ left a perpetual succession of pastors and teachers to spread the word of the church until all meet in the unity of faith. Delivering the homily, the dean of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, continued that theme. Non dovremo, ci dice San Paolo, non dovremo rimanere. As does Paul's letter, Ratzinger spoke of a childish faith that is tossed about by changing fashions of beliefs. He listed many of the past century: Marxism, radical individualism, and atheism. And he said that's the wrong way to go. Si va costituendo
una dittatura del relativismo. We are moving towards a dictatorship of relativism, which does not recognize anything for certain, and which has as its highest goal one's own ego and desires. But we have a different goal.
Ratzinger then made his point. Christ has entrusted those gathered with the perpetuity of the church. He asked the cardinals who will choose a new pope, how do we respond? Ratzinger is seen as one of the most conservative possible successors to Pope John Paul II. He was anointed last week by Italian media as a frontrunner. Since then, many of the same papers say he'll face too much opposition. Alberto Meloni is an expert in papal history. He says once inside the conclave, a name of a possible pope has to quickly gain steam. An apparent winner, he says, can pull in votes even from cardinals who hadn't been early supporters.
When somebody's close to the victory in the conclave, many of the cardinals are available to vote him, even if he did not belong to the first list of their names.
That's partly, he says, because it's important for cardinals to appear united in their choice of pope. For the first 30 votes or so, a two-thirds majority is needed. But under new rules written by Pope John Paul II, cardinals can then decide to switch to a simple majority. Some analysts say that would allow a holdout and a long conclave. Maloney says that's unlikely.
This is a danger, but it's a very theoretical danger at the moment. And it seems to me quite unrealistic that a simple majority could resist for weeks. It's also a way for them to be advised to give up earlier. And so they know that if they will go until the 23rd, 24th day of the conclave, everybody will know that they are a bad college, unable to reach a majority.
Later today, the cardinals will gather in the Sistine Chapel and swear on the Gospels never to reveal details about what happens in the conclave. Once the doors are closed and the chapel sealed off from all disturbances, voting for a new pope can begin. Emily Harris, NPR News, the Vatican.